Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Well, radio listeners and podcast listeners, I am Jay, and I'm your friend, and you've tuned into the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, and we are into the first week of June, my friends, and we've had great rain, we've had great weather, and more than everything, we've had the blessing from our Lord Jesus Christ. If you need to get a hold of me, which I would love to talk to you, my number is 719-330-1457. I come to you at this microphone as a licensed loan originator, but in today's conversation, it's going to be extra special because I also come to you as a retired Army military veteran. And there's a funny story behind that because when I was on active duty in 1996 buying my first house, my real estate agent, Terry Sullivan, came to me and said, Jay, you can do a VA loan because you are a vet. And I looked at him with all of the confidence of a pilot and said, Terry, you don't understand the military loans. I'm still on active duty and I'm not a veteran yet. Like, that's how clueless I was. Because if you have a friend, a relative, an adult daughter or son or neighbor or coworker that has served in the military for a specified amount of time that I'm going to talk about today, they are a veteran the day they sign up and serve active duty. And we're also going to get into National Guard members and Reserve members about what their eligibility is and when are they called veterans and when they have access. But today, my friends, with the drum roll, Matt, we're talking about VA Loans Part 2 with one of my best friends in the world, probably in this order, Jesus Christ first, then my wife. Now that my children are adults, they're my best friends, but my best work friend in the world is Ken Smith. And Kenny, I appreciate you coming in.
Happy to be here and glad that you invited me.
So, folks, I'm going to tell you right now with how busy Ken Smith and I are in the loan origination world and managing our investment properties, you are going to be hearing a lot more of Kenny's voice, almost so much that I'm thinking about amending the title of the show from the Jay Garvin Show to the Jay and Kenny Show. We can finish each other's thoughts, but I am the one with spice. Kenny is the one with a uncanny knowledge of everything mortgage. Buddy, how many loans do you think you've originated in your career?
Too many to count.
Too many to count. I know I've done at least 1,000 total, and you've been a licensed loan originator since 2009, but you've probably done, I would say, at least 3,000 loans.
Yeah, close to it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at everything from our investment property to VA, I don't think I've done more than 200 VA loans yet, and I know you've got double of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, as you speak into the microphone here in the studio, we have more experience in lending between the two of us than some of you listening even have on this great earth. Over 50 years of experience between the two of us, and we have been together since 2012, so just in the last 13 years, and I've been doing this since 1998, and you've been doing this since
2003,
and we were both veterans in this industry even before the Dodd-Frank Act, God rest.
Yes.
Representative Frank, who just passed away, our licensing requirement didn't even happen nationwide until 2009.
Yeah.
So, but today, we're talking about the VA loan, and we've talked about how service members in VA loan part one, how a service member can purchase up to 3 loans in their lifetime, and I literally just started helping a veteran with Kobe at the property group to use his VA eligibility for the first time. If you go into the archives and find the show named VA Loan Part 1, you'll find out that you can use that eligibility across the board. Now, Ken, I want you to explain this because we're going to branch from that to what the funding fees are. What does a VA funding fee look like? Is there such a thing as mortgage insurance or primary mortgage insurance? But as of late, over the last 4 years, there used to be a loan level limit for VA loan. What's the loan limit for vets now, and how does that work?
So if you've got a loan already with VA, then you are encumbered by the county limit, which for El Paso County right now is $832,400. If you don't have your eligibility encumbered, there is no limit. You could buy a $10 million home as long as you qualify with the payment.
So, like in the Pikes Peak region, where there are $1.5 million fourplexes up by InterQuest Exit, where there are 2,200 square foot homes attached for a total of 8,800 square feet, renting for over $2,500 a piece, a veteran could buy that $1.4 million or $1.6 million home, occupy one of the four, rent the other three at $2,500, get $7,500 a month in rent, and as long as he has leases, deposits, and rent present, he could buy that $1.6 million house.
That's correct.
This is unbelievable that if you're listening right now, this is what we're going to talk about today. Because if you have served, Ken and I say thank you.
Thank you for your service.
If you know somebody, because you know whether it's Mary, whether it's Jane, whether it's Chris, whether it's Michael, whether it's David, all of you listening have already referred family members, relatives, and neighbors to us, these are going to be the people that you are around that we want to help get the message to. So if you're listening right now and you know a veteran, I'm asking you, and you know I don't do this often, but I'm going to ask you next time you talk to your friend that's a veteran, you simply say, hey, have you ever utilized your veteran loan benefit? And if they say no, I want you to encourage them to call me at 719-330-1457 and Ken Smith and I can help you. Because the most satisfying loan that I do, even more so than radio listener Dave Ramsey or previous client, is what, Kenny?
It's a VA, the veterans loan.
And that's because, folks, Ken comes from a veteran serving family, your brother.
Yeah, my brother served 25 years in the Navy.
And I had no clue what a veteran loan even was, and I would imagine your brother.
He's utilized his, I believe, 3 or 4 times.
And when we both started, we had no clue. We and I really depend on professionals, and that's where the slope gets slippery because there's so many real estate agents that don't understand the veteran loan benefit. There are a lot of lenders, Kenny, right?
That don't understand it.
Yeah. And it's complicated.
Tragic.
Yeah, and I was a veteran, folks. I was in lending from 1998 until I met Ken in 2012 as an originator. I've known him since 96. But Ken, you taught me what the VA loan reinstatement clause was.
Yeah.
So explain that to the radio listeners because it's complicated, but we'll put it in layman's terms. What is the VA benefit reinstatement clause?
So that's one time in the life of the veteran that while owning a house, whether in a VA loan or whether an FH loan, a conventional loan currently, that started out as a VA loan, he can request that his eligibility be reinstated one time in order to buy another primary residence somewhere else.
So hold that thought. It's where one time in a vet's life, they can use their eligibility even though they've not sold the home with a veteran loan on it and buy one more. So don't go anywhere. We're going to pick up this conversation after these important messages about VA loans part 2, using your eligibility and understanding the fees. And during the break, listen to the commercials because the partners give to this program. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back.
We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the name?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show with Ken Smith, my co-licensed loan originator. Kenny, this is the first time in our careers that you and I have worked together exclusively with no other team members.
It is. I came out here in 2013 with a whole lot of stinky boys.
There's a whole lot of stinky boys. Let's see. Say hi to Jeff. Say hi to Vic. Hi to Sean. Say hi to
Joey
and Scott.
Yes.
And then we brought Kay in, and then we brought in Belinda and all the others. We grew to the largest team during our tenure at 12 people to include you and I. Then with Churchill, we had 8 to our tenure, you and I. Remember, and we have to say hi to Tanya as well because she was there.
Yes, she was.
And also our processor, Heidi. And then I had an assistant and an office receptionist, Becky.
Yes.
So we had an amazing team. All of them are still doing well. I miss Kay and Sabrina, Vic and Jeff and Sean the most. I mean, we just had great teams, but you understand.
They were life. Family.
We were family. Yeah, you remember that very first Christmas party when Marlo was still working for Janet that we, in 2013, did, the roast. What did we do?
The prime rib.
The prime rib. And Marlo
Yummy.
And I have been doing that since 2013. We've been doing that 13 years now, that tradition. So when you call me at 719-330-1457, you are also family. I want to say congratulations to David and Monica. David, thank you for being a longtime radio listener. He just purchased another wonderful house yesterday as a veteran on Friday. And in 2 years, we're going to do a Earl. Explain to the listener, Kenny, what is the VA Earl?
It's a wonderful, wonderful refinance loan. It stands for an interest rate reduction refinance loan where there is no qualification. The vet qualified when he bought the house. All he has to do is have a mortgage that he's paid on time, and he reduces his interest rate or changes from an adjustable rate to a fixed rate.
And it's incredible, my friend. No required appraisal.
No appraisals.
There's no required verification of detailed income.
No.
We just have to show that you have a monthly income, period. It can be a retirement benefit. It can just be a verification of employment with no pay, or it certainly can just be like a para retirement teacher's check.
Yeah, but, and they don't really, honestly, don't care for it. They don't care.
And with Churchill, what are our total loan costs for a VA loan?
Oh, we have nixed, cut, axed all lender fees for VA loans.
And we have $60 approximately for credit report, and that's it.
That's all that we charge for, and that's really to a third party.
If you're listening right now and you want to do a VA loan, Ken Smith and I guarantee you during the purchase process, if you have any lender proceeds at all, we're going to get 100% of your earnest money back.
That's our goal.
Yeah, and we did that with Jesse. I know, Jesse Sr., you're listening right now. Your son bought a house and got 100% of his earnest money back on his VA loan, plus he got a paid outside of closing reimbursement for his $700 inspection. Exact same thing that David and Monica got back.
Yep.
So VA loans, and that says a lot, Ken, about Churchill, because for years, and we really have Brian Schick to thank for that.
We do.
Yeah. We've got a great regional manager. We wish we could see him more, Brian. If you're listening, Kenny and I, our hearts hurt because you don't pay attention to us. But we get over it.
Well, he pays attention when he wants me to pay the bill at lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. He does, and he damn well pays attention when we ask for regional manager exceptions on fee.
Yes.
So back to VA loan. The one sticky point that some radio show hosts nationally say do not use the VA loan, that's because there's quite a costly funding fee, right, Ken?
There is. VA loans, in lieu of mortgage insurance, and Jay is going to get back into that a little bit later on, has a funding fee unless they have a minimum of 10% disability associated with their service.
So let's do the math on this for a minute.
Yes.
If you have a $300,000 loan and you've never used your VA eligibility before, you are going to pay 2.15% funding fee. On a $300,000 loan, that means you're approximately going to pay $3,300.
$6,000.
Oh, you're right. $6,300. $6,300. That's why some financial coach professionals will say, please don't use a VA loan because you're getting a 100% loan with no money down, and you're going to technically be upside down with a $306,300 mortgage on a $300,000 house, correct?
Correct.
And that can get veterans in trouble if you buy a brand new home on the edge of your community, whether it's here in Banning Lewis Ranch or anywhere else throughout the country. And for the first year or two, you're going to have no equity in that house. In fact, you're going to be a little bit upside down until you cure that challenge with time in ownership.
Correct. It's hard to sell your home for an increase when they're building brand new ones next door to you, specifically to the new people's request.
Yeah. So you're going to have a $300,000 home with a $306,000 mortgage. The military PCSs or does a permanent change of station 2 years from now. Now you've got to sell that house for at least $306,300 plus the 6%, the $30,000 for the real estate fees. And that's why soldiers become, service members become unintentional investment property owners, because they go to an agent or a website and say, I want to sell my house. And they're like, well, in order for us to sell your home, we're going to need $336,300 as a listing price, and we don't have the equity in the house or the justification in the neighborhood comparables to sell for that.
Yeah, it leaves them in a very tough situation.
And that's why if you're listening right here as a veteran, we are always going to encourage you first to consider infill real estate.
Yeah.
And that means established neighborhoods and security, Widefield, Fount, Briar Gate, Ivy Wild, Old Farm, all over town. But if you do a new build, just like a new car, if you buy a $70,000 Ford truck and drive it off the lot, it's worth about $65,000 once you've passed the threshold.
Also, in buying infield, you usually have a lower tax base because all of the utilities are already in place and you don't have to pay any kind of bond to bring
utilities in.
Out.
So let's talk about that. Ken Smith said infill development. What that means is that you're buying a used home that is in good condition that was built in 1954, 1924, 2024, but it's not a new delivery of 2026. It's a development infilled within the city. And there are some people, there are some builders that build in fields that mm-hmm. become 20-house neighborhoods that is just as advantageous because of the mill levy and the taxes.
Correct.
I think, and beware a little bit, because School District 12, School District 20, and School District 11 at times are more expensive than like School District 2. So school districts and neighborhoods and zip codes make a difference.
They do make a difference.
And I wish people would mentor veterans through that. But let's continue the conversation with the fees, Kenny. So if I'm a veteran and I've used my VA loan at Fort Bragg, Carolina, and now the next time I go and use my veteran benefit on active duty with no disability rating, is it going to be 2.15%?
It is not. It's going to be increased.
Okay, why is that? Because it's more expensive and they've already used the benefit once and there's a price for that.
There's a price to pay for that. The only way to reduce that on a purchase is to put at least 5% of the purchase price as down payment.
Okay, so if you use your veteran loan the first time, it's 2.15% non-refundable fee. And if you buy a veteran home in subsequent years, the funding fee then goes from 2.15% to what?
3.3%.
So now, on a $300,000 home, you're giving over $10,000 rather than $6,300.
Yes.
This is why there are radio show hosts and financial counselors that say this is not a good strategy. And I would agree with that. My wife and I, in my rating, have a disability, so our funding fee is zero. And traditionally, do VA loans price equal to a normal conventional loan by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac worse pricing or better pricing, Kenny?
So currently, and for the past 10 plus years, VA pricing has been superior to Fannie Freddie conventional pricing.
Okay. And let's explain why that is, because a conventional loan is held by a private party lender, but it is covered by a GSE, a government-sponsored entity, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but there's no guarantee with that conventional loan, correct?
There is not.
And with the FHA loan, which is backed by the Federal Housing Authority, there's not a guarantee. There's only an...
The MIP, the mortgage insurance premium that's paid every month as part of their payment.
And that loan is insured but not guaranteed.
Correct. It's insured.
So why is the VA loan so different than the previous two I explained?
Because the Veterans Administration guarantees 25% of that home.
So, folks, if you're listening, that means if you buy a $400,000 house, if that house with the veteran goes into foreclosure, the VA guarantees it. And what that means is if it goes into foreclosure, the veterans... administration on a $400,000 loan gives the bank that is servicing that loan $100,000 cash and ownership of the house. And they have to pay back the VA whatever the mortgage is, but they cover 25% guaranteed. So if they have 25% equity or more, there's no harm, no foul on the loan. But if they owe $325,000 and you go into foreclosure on a $400,000 loan, the VA is going to say, no problem, give us the $300,000, and we cover your $25,000 shortfall.
Yep.
Folks, that's a guarantee. And VA loans have a very small foreclosure rate because of that guarantee, but then also because it is a qualified buyer's pool. If you're serving on active duty, your pay's pretty consistent.
That is correct. And that's why, as a landlord, I love renting my homes to veterans.
Yes, and all of these fees are across the board, whether you're Air Force, Marines, Navy, or Army. But if you get into National Guard and Reservists, your qualification is different. So don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about if you know a National Guardsman or a Reservist, how do you get your VA eligibility? And more than anything, folks, we're having this conversation because Ken and I want you. Allow us to help you with your next veteran purchase or refinance loan. You can call me personally at 719-330-1457, but you also can just go to ChurchillColorado.com. It's going to pull up Churchill website, and you're going to see Ken's profile and my profile. We can help you, and we want to teach you about the veteran loan. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, and hey, stick around for the break because you're going to hear Dave Ramsey talk about how he endorses Churchill Mortgage to help you through the process of completing a loan. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
No, no, no. The movement, the movement.
Well, it's time tonight, and I just got paid. Pull up all my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go. Have time for Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm
the Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping.
I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna lock it up, and ball tonight.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. I'm here talking with Ken Smith, and if you would like to call us and talk anything, reference VA loans or any mortgage for that matter, but specific VA loans on any of the funding fees, what your eligibility is, how I get a certificate of eligibility, just call at 719-330-1457. I don't care if you're 20 or you're 80, and if you've not used your VA loan benefit, there is a tremendous blessing in that fact. But we're talking about VA loan that's guaranteed as opposed to an FHA loan that's insured, or the fact that a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conventional loan is simply backed by a GSE, government-sponsored entity of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Ken, but the funding fee gets pretty precarious. The first thing I want to talk to you about is the most attractive fact of the VA loan, and that's that it's the only loan left in America other than the USDA loan where veterans don't have to put any money down.
That's correct. They can buy a house with zero down.
And thank you for serving your country, because that's how you earned that right.
Correct.
So, but an FHA loan that you only have to put 3.5% down, or a Home Ready loan with a conventional that you only have to put 3% down, all other types of loan, you have to deal with private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium. Explain that and how VA differs.
So the mortgage insurance premium is a guarantee or is a resource for the lender should they have to foreclose and sell that property for less than what it's owed. Then they can collect on that mortgage insurance.
So the mortgage insurance is basically an insurance policy for the servicing lender against the possibility of it going into foreclosure.
That's correct. It is of no benefit to the borrower, simply to the benefit of the service lender / servicer.
And because United States legislation requires it, the service lenders do what? They pass it right down to the borrower.
That's correct.
Hey, if you can't give 20%, there's a fee given to us, so it's a fee given to you.
That's correct.
This is why Dave Ramsey says put 20% down on a home and avoid your mortgage insurance. But Kenny, if you're a 100% disabled vet and you have no funding fee and you don't put any money down, what is your monthly mortgage insurance?
Zero. There is no mortgage insurance and there is no VA funding fee because you have a disability associated with the service. Whatever that may be, as long as it's 10% or more, it doesn't even matter if you actually receive dollars, money. All it has to be is a rating of 10% or more, and you will not have to pay the funding fee. That funding fee, also, if you have to pay it in acquiring a home, if you were to refinance it 2 to 3 years later, that funding fee goes up to 3.3% unless you have sense acquired a disability, because we know, having gone through it with my brother, it's not overnight that these disability ratings happen. They take time.
Oh, hell
and
no.
Patience and diligence.
Yeah, and they're not given out easily. But 10%, which is the minimum disability rating, affords you just as much as a veteran who has 70 or 100% disability. God rest their soul and their leg and their backs that are broken. But that is the difference. Now, the only other thing that is inherently bad about a VA loan is the fact that you're not putting any money down.
You don't get equity until you put money into it.
And your mortgage payment is going to be higher because the cost of the home is the cost of the mortgage. So if a typical American buys a $400,000 house and puts 20% down, that's $80,000, and they only have a $320,000 loan and a $320,000 mortgage payment, where the veteran that buys a $400,000 home has that $400,000 mortgage plus the funding fee if it applies.
Correct.
So that's something very important to consider. But Ken, tell me a little bit. So, hey, Ken, I'm in the National Guard and the Reserves. Do I have the same rule as active duty members and veterans who have served on active duty?
Asterisk. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. So walk us through that.
With National Guard and Reservists, there is a larger request, a 6-year requirement of service.
And an active duty is how long?
Active duty is 2 years.
2 years?
Sometimes
and
four
active,
times.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yes, 4 years.
If you were a National Guardsman and you were called up and deployed and actually had service duty, that could change all of this.
I know, and basically, you know what this is, radio listeners, as you're driving down the road to your next soccer game, volleyball match, or
pickleball game.
Pickleball game is, it's like who's on first and what's on second. I mean, it's confusing, and we want you to call us at 719, get this, 633-8483. That's the number at Ken in my office. And when you hear Dave Ramsey on the radio, you're going to hear him reference that number a lot. We have a brick and mortar branch, 719-633-8483, right down on 307 South Cascade. But after, Kenny, you have that 6 years of eligibility fulfilled, your funding fees are a little bit different, aren't they?
They're a little bit different. They're slightly higher.
So instead of 2.15%, a National Guardsman and reservist will pay what?
2.4%. So not horrible, but there is a slight difference.
And the incentive goes to the retired veteran under distress. That's why the loan was created.
Yeah, it was created when soldiers started coming back from Korea, and they were given an eligibility of $36,000. Why? Because that's 25% of the VA's guarantee. So if you multiply the 36 times 4, you get to $144,000. At that time, that was a mansion.
That was. And Kenny, I'm blown away that they have no VA loan limit now. I wish I would have known that, because I would have been the soldier that bought the fourplex for $1 million. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, condos and
only if you could get your wife to live in one of those units.
Oh, no,
that is so true. But I'm telling you right now, because of HOAs, if you're listening as a homeowner, a renter, or a veteran, homeowners associations in condos, in fourplexes, if you're in a unit and so forth, is getting very, very expensive because of inflation. But finishing up the conversation, so we've got a little bit higher fee that's charged to military members of all different branches if you're National Guard or Reserve. And I want to reiterate this before we go on to another conversation, but if you have a 10% disability or more, Kenny, what are your fees?
No fees. Zero.
Zero fees. So you helped me finance a $725,000 home in 2017. And if I did not have a disability rating, because I had a 30% disability rating at the time, at 3.15%, I would have paid over $23,000 to the Veterans Administration to feed into that guarantee reservoir.
That is correct.
And it's another reason why VA loans don't go into foreclosure, because there's a lot of money in the pool guaranteeing that 25%.
That is.
And that helps avoid foreclosure where it would normally happen, a short sale or a foreclosure. Hey, we're going to put it on the soldier's record that he did foreclosure, but they're not going to impede or go ahead and blame or hold accountable the lender.
Yeah, and that does go against the veterans' eligibility. So whatever they were short or whatever they had to use to make that lender whole, that is subtracted out of the veterans' future eligibility.
So if you're listening as
unless
a veteran,
he pays it back.
Yeah, and the vet can pay it back. But basically what it is it allows the existing veteran with the eligibility to not have any of the rules and parameters affected. It gets the lender or the servicing company out of hot water for the foreclosure, but it still is an ingenious formula because it holds the existing veteran that fell short accountable.
It does.
So if you think about it, it is the most magical loan program. And, you know, I'm going to go off for a minute or two, Kenny. Remember, we had Homes for Heroes and the Champion program that Churchill tried to put forward to say, why can't we do a near equal 100% loan, no down payment for medical personnel, nurses, EMP, doctors, teachers, like that?
Yeah.
So don't go anywhere. We're going to finish that conversation after this break for the last segment of the show, talking about VA loans part two. How do the fees, how do the guarantees, and how does the structure of a Veterans Administration loan work, whether it is a purchase loan or whether it's an interest rate reduction refinance loan, whether you're purchasing or refinancing, we can help you navigate the VA loan eligibility process, and we can do so more competitively than any other institution out there. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. Stick around after these important messages and listen for the incredible blessing of the endorsement after this message.
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Springtime and we're having fun. I hear the birds singing in the sun. The flowers bloom and the grass grows. I saw an Easter egg, but where did it go?
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Jesus loves you. This is a springtime song.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're in the last hour segment, 9 minutes of the Jay Garvin Show, where Ken Smith, my fellow friend and licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage is with me, and you're going to be hearing him a lot more. Are finishing up our conversation about the VA loan. We talked about the different eligibility fees. Before that, we talked about how a VA individual eligible recipient can buy one house, but then a second house and at least up to three homes by using your VA eligibility reinstatement. If you're listening right now and you didn't know that you could own two or three VA loan homes at a time, call me at 719-330-1457. But this doesn't mean that you can buy any home in the world, correct, Ken?
Correct.
So what is that? Tell me the details of that.
Well, you can't buy a non-warrantable condo because typically those are not owner-occupied properties. You have to be in an owner-occupied property for it to be eligible for a VA loan.
So if I was a veteran and I wanted to buy an investment property across town and put a renter in there with no money down, that's against VA regulation.
Correct. You need to buy that and you need to live in it at least for a year or longer before you turn it into a rental.
Interesting you say that, because we've had many individuals, to include me, that I bought the house with a VA loan and then I moved out and then I put a renter in there. And the only reason I refinanced away from that VA loan is because you helped me go through my reinstatement of eligibility, of which I bought the house that I live in now.
Correct.
So what are other homes that you just simply can't do a loan on? I mean, what happens if I want to buy an eightplex?
Eightplex is not a residential home. It's a commercial. That's a commercial purchase. You have to have a residential home.
Okay, now I need to go home and smoke a cigarette because you're confusing me, my friend. So in this
four units or less
world, what is the standard?
4 units or less.
So a veteran can buy a fourplex.
A veteran can buy a fourplex. We've helped many of those happen.
Yabba dabba do. That's an investment property. I don't have to move
young
into
soldiers.
It.
Young soldiers. Yeah. Well, you have to move into it. So if you're in the barracks out at Fort Carson and we help you buy a fourplex, we're going to put your butt in one of those units. And
then
you can rent out three.
To your friends.
To your buddies.
And now you're going to be shaking in the
because you
money.
Know they're making money.
I like that addition right there, Matt. Money, money, money. Yeah. See how many vets we've helped in their 20s buy houses that are now on their way to become military millionaires, Kenny, just raises the hair on the back of my neck. It
yeah.
changes
particularly
your life.
When you were in their 20s. You think about it, you know, we started in our 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
By the time they get to our age, they'll be laughing at us. Ha, 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 ha. I'm chilling now.
Yeah, because you paid off your house and you've utilized your VA eligibility. What other? Can you buy a mobile home or a manufactured home?
You can buy a manufactured home as long as it's been classified as real property.
Okay. What happens if I want to buy a house that's got an apartment upstairs, but it's got a garage and a work facility on the main floor, and it's rated commercial rather than residential?
It's got to be a residential property.
Okay. See? So, folks, you really have to understand the rules of the road, and it's very, very important. Now, Ken, when you do an interest rate reduction refinance loan, do you have to pay any eligibility for that? Do you have to pay any fee on that refinance?
Not with Churchill.
Yeah.
So there are no lender fees.
There are no lender fees at all, but you still have to pay a 0.5% VA funding fee, right?
If you do not have a disability, you do have a 0.5%
of
your loan amount.
It's almost
as a funding
foolish.
Fee.
So if you have a $400,000 house and you do a 0.5%, you're going to have to pay $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah, okay. And that must pay, I mean, I don't have any clue. I would assume that's just paying into the VA cauldron of reserves in order to ensure every time a veteran touches a program with any risk that there's some coverage.
Yeah, that is equal to every veteran.
Yeah.
Every veteran 10% or more doesn't pay. Every veteran that does not have a 10% or more rating contributes to the pool.
So, and let's go through this. So the rest of America has 3% to 5% to 10% minimum down payment based on their qualification, and the veteran loan has how many?
Zero. No down payment required.
If you put down less than 20% on a conventional or an FHA loan, you have private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium. And how much does a veteran have?
Zero.
So then if you refinance a conventional loan and you have to re-verify your income, you have to re-verify the value of the property with an appraisal. With a veteran streamlined interest rate reduction refinance loan, they have to verify how much?
They verify nothing. They already qualified for that loan when they bought the house.
I have figured it out. Do you know what the answer to this whole radio show is, Kay?
What's that?
Go serve your country.
Well, I tried that, but they told me I was too old at 42, that they wanted some younger men. I realized what I was missing out on.
And you know what they did? They asked me to leave active duty. They said, you're too broken. You've jumped out of too many aircrafts. And it's really crazy. But I'm telling you right now, in the last minute here, do you know any loan in America, Ken, that has more benefit assigned with more guarantee than the VA loan?
None.
So, folks, call Ken Smith. Call me at 719-633-8483 and shake the trees. Find all of your friends, all of your relatives listening right now, all of your adult children. Jesse Sr., it's just like you did. It doesn't matter if we can help vets. Ken and I don't know who they are. You do. Have them call 719-633-8483. This is the most passionate conversation that we have, right, Ken?
It is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And here at Churchill, we are the only brick-and-mortar branch office in the state of Colorado. Both Kenny and I have expertise to the tune of decades doing this, and we want to help you, but we need to know who you are. Call at 719-633-8483, and as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. Because even though how wonderful these VA loans are, they are worthless next to the loving relationships you have in your life. Can't take your house with you, even if it has a VA loan on it, but you can take the memories and the cherished moments with your loved ones. Again, 719-633-8483. Call today. Kenny, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
Great day, and tune in to the Jay Garvin Show next week, 8 a.m. on Saturday, Sunday at 11 a.m., right here on KRDO News Radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.